See John Run or Baby's First Shep Wump. This is John. Let's all say hello to John. Hello, John. Oh, that wasn't a very good hello. Let's say it louder and all join in this time. Hello, John. John lives in Atlantis. Have any of you been to Atlantis? What? You have, Joshua? Really? I don't think you have, because Atlantis doesn't really exist except in storybooks, and that means you, Joshua, are lying. Do you know what happens to little boys who lie? Yes, that's right. They go to prison. It isn't very nice in prison, is it? I'll tell you all about prison next week. Let's turn over the page and see what John's doing. Oh, look, he's just had a shower. Isn't his hair silly, all wet and sticky up? He's just wearing a towel, a very big towel. The grown-up word for a towel that's big is disappointing. Oh, this isn't a Lift the Flap book, is it? Ugh, no. In a minute, though, he's going to drop the towel and he's going to have nothing on at all. Yes, that's right, Charlotte. You're right to giggle. We'll be able to see his bottom. Oh, the illustrator hasn't shown us that bit. I want to teach you a new word, children. Imagination. That is what I'm using now. Oh, where was I? Sorry, children. I was just, thinking of something else. Let's get back to the story. Here's John again. Unfortunately, he's all dressed now. And this lady is Elizabeth. Elizabeth is a bit like a teacher, and John has to do what she says. Although he's sometimes naughty and doesn't do it, and then he has to sit on the naughty step until he's good again. John, she says, I want you to go shopping for me today. I want you to buy these things. 1 real live ancient, 2 new allies, 3 nuclear bombs, 4 zero-point modules, and don't forget the tava beans. Can my friends come too? John asks. Yes, says Elizabeth, but try not to bother Mr. Jedi next door. You know how he gets. So John goes off to find his friends. I wonder where they're hiding in this picture. Can you see his friends hiding in this picture? And now they give us the Lift the Flap picture. Oh, I think I can see something here, sticking out from behind the curtain. Do you think this could be one of John's friends? Shall we lift the flap? Oh, it's just Kavanaugh writing a sneaky report. He's not one of John's friends, is he? Let's slam the flap shut. If we're lucky, we'll hurt his nose. What about this? Oh, can you see something, Danny? Where? Behind those cushions? Let's see. Oh, you're right. It's Taylor meditating. Hello, Taylor. Can anyone see anyone else? Ooh, I think I can. Look at this thing over here. It looks like a pile of old clothes with a dirty mop on top. Do you think it's really a pile of old clothes with a dirty mop on top? What do you think it really is? A giant? Yes, it could be a giant, Alice, yes. Well, let's have a look, shall we? Oh, it's Ronan. No, Jason, don't cry. He's not a scary giant. No, of course he won't come and eat you after you've gone to bed. It's the Wraith that'll do that, not Ronan. In fact, they're probably going to come tonight and eat you all up because you've all been very naughty today. No, don't cry. Can anyone see any more of John's friends? What about this? Sticking out from under that console. It looks like a foot. Let's give this little tab a pull, shall we? Oh, it's John's other friend, Rodney. I wonder why he was hiding under the console. He looks a bit of a scaredy, doesn't he? Silly Rodney. to be scared of going shopping with John. What could possibly go wrong on a simple shopping trip? Let's turn over the page. Here they are, walking through the gate room. Look how the illustrator has shown them all from behind. What color is John wearing? That's right, black. Are his clothes baggy or tight? Yes, tight. Look at that gun holster thing with the straps hugging his thigh so snug and so close to his. And look at that cute little knife flopping right over his... Oh, this isn't a touch and feel book, is it? It isn't? Oh, shame. Can you see this funny looking thing over there in the picture? It's a Stargate. No, Ellie, not a Stargate. A Stargate. A Stargate is a special sort of door that lets you go to faraway places. Why don't you try walking into mirrors and walls when you get home? If you're really lucky, you might find a Stargate. There's a wormhole behind the Stargate. Does anyone like playing with worms? Worms go wiggle wiggle, don't they? Can you go wiggle wiggle like a worm? Why don't you do that for a while? While I look at this picture of John from behind and imagine that he's going wiggle wiggle, I'm just studying the illustrator's use of color and tone. What? You're bored with being a worm. Huh. Kids today. It was only 10 minutes. Well, let's follow John and his friends through the Stargate. We can't see what happens next, because they all break into little tiny pieces and go through the giant wormhole. No, Stephen, there aren't any mutant killer worms, and there isn't any blood and gore, and yes, I know you like blood and gore, but really, you're only 4, and I think we should turn the page now and move swiftly on. Mutant killer worms. Blood and gore. Thick idea coming on. Sorry, where was I? John and his friends have reached the planet where the shops are. No, Stephen, there's no blood yet, but I hope there will be soon. I mean, I'm sure there won't ever be any blood. Which way shall we go? John says. The sun is shining, Taylor says, and the grass is green. I see trees over there, and I cannot see any sign directing us to the shops. Taylor likes to state the obvious. Want to shoot things, says Ronan. Oh, look, there are flaps all over this picture. Why does this illustrator keep making it a lift the flap book only when it doesn't matter? Shall we lift them up and see what's underneath? Oh, look, a knife. And what's under this one? A knife. And this one? A knife. And this one? A knife. What about this one? A knife. That's a silly place to keep a knife, isn't it? It's rather silly to keep anything there, isn't it? And what do you think's under this flap? What was that, Harry? A kitten? No, it's 3 knives. Shall we count all the knives? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 knives. Ronan is silly, isn't he? Rodney is going to say something now. Now, children, there's this funny thing about the way Rodney talks. He says lots of long, sciencey words that are not yet in your vocabulary. He also insults people a lot. And I don't think your mummies and daddies would like it if I'd let you hear his insults. He also likes to talk lots and lots. And there isn't room in the story to tell you everything he says. So here's an idea. Whenever Rodney says something, I'm going to take some words out of this little bag here, labeled random McKay words, instead. Here's Genius Doom, says Rodney. Look, here's John giving Rodney a swat on the head. I wonder why he's doing that. Yes, Danny? Your mommy and daddy swat each other like that because they love each other very much, and then they go and lock themselves in their bedroom for a long time to talk? Ellie? You think John's a big bully and isn't very nice at all and needs to get spanked? Charlotte? You think John and Rodney are best friends and should play fairies or ponies together in the playground like you do with Alice? Well, shall we find out what happens next? John looks confused, doesn't he? I can't remember what I'm supposed to be buying, he says. One real-life accident, two new allies, three nuclear bombs, 4 zero-pointing mules? One life-threatening accident, two new enemies, three bruises and bumps, 40 pointing moles. You appear to have forgotten the shopping list, says Taylor. Want to shoot things, says Ronan. Invulnerable. Whales, says Rodney. Let's go that way, says John. He and his friend start walking, but suddenly, oh no, John falls down a hole. Oh no, I wonder what's going to happen to him. Shall we turn the page and find out? Oh look, Ronan has caught him and stopped him from falling to his doom. What's doom? Doom is another word for teddy bear, Jason. What a shame. I mean, phew, what luck. Clever Ronan. If Ronan had not caught you, you would have been very badly hurt, Taylor says. Me, hypoglycemic, cat, idea, says Rodney. Doesn't John look happy? One life-threatening accident, he says. Elizabeth will be pleased. Now for the new enemies. Hellbent, coffee, destruction, Rodney says. But look, who's this on the next page? Shall I tell you? This is Timmy. Timmy's normally a really good boy, but this morning someone rather bad whispered in his ear. This bad person is called an author. I want you to go and bop John on the head for no reason at all, said the author, because we don't need no stinking motivation. The author also taught Timmy a silly poem to say. It went something like this. Shep, whoomp, shep, whoomp, shep, whoomp, yay. Whoomp that shep both night and day. What a funny poem that is. Do you think you can say it, children? Well done. Now, I want you to say that every day. I want you to learn it. And then, when you grow up, you can join a special grown-up club, and you will be able to do the special grown-up thing called Shepwump, which is even better than ice cream. So, here's Timmy hitting John with a big stick. Oh, and here's Ronan sitting on Timmy's chest. What a lot of tomato sauce there is all over the place. I think John and Timmy must have been really sleepy because they both got their eyes shut. I think we ought to return home now, says Taylor. Want to shoot things, says Ronan. Inconceivable. Arrogant. Demise, says Rodney. Voodoo, citrus, no. Oh, look, Ronan is carrying John. How silly. You don't carry people unless they're babies. What happens when you wake up a baby who's asleep? That's right, they cry. Hey, I know. Shall we all go boo really loudly and see if we can wake John up? Maybe he'll cry. One, two, three, boo! Oh, look what you've gone and done, you naughty children. You've gone and woken up Mr. Janai next door. You're going to be in trouble now. I can see Kalia coming. Kalia's a special person. He's John's nemesis. Nemesis is a grown-up word meaning best friend. He's brought lots of other friends with him, and look, they're hugging Rodney and Ronan and Taylor because they like them so much. You can tell that Kalia likes John the best of all, because they're playing dress-up together. I think they must be playing ponies, because he's putting some rope in John's mouth. Or maybe they're playing Egyptian mummies, because now he's wrapping bits of him up. Do you like playing Let's Pretend? What games would you play if you and John were alone together? Oh, where was I? Shall we leave them here forever and ever and close the book? Go on, shall we? Then we can imagine months and months of off-camera torment at the hands of Kaya. We'll get lots of tearful readers begging for a sequel, and we'll feel really important and powerful. Torment is a grown-up word meaning marshmallows, and sequel is a grown-up word meaning chocolate cake. Oh dear, too late. We dithered for too long. Ronan's not being hugged anymore. He's thumping all of Kalia's friends. Look, more tomato sauce. So much tomato sauce that we can't really see what's happening. John's gone red all over, like a funny tomato monster man. Kaya and his friends look as if they're pretending to be tomato soup. That's a silly game. Run for the gate, says Taylor. I shot things, says Ronan. Eat. Disturbing. Trust, says Rodney. They're running for the gate. Look, Kaya's chasing them. Timmy's chasing them. And lots of baddies who didn't get a chance to appear in the book are chasing them. And the kitchen sink is chasing them. And even the author's chasing them. Let's listen carefully and hear what the author's saying. What's that? No, you can't get away. Not before I've whumped you for at least 6 more chapters. What a funny thing to say. Run, run, John. Run, Ronan. Run, Rodney. Run, Taylor. See, John, run. Run, John, run. Rumpada, rumpada, stomp, 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 go the others. Cackle, cackle, says the author. Run, 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 run. Phew, it's okay. They made it through the gate. But, uh-oh, there's Elizabeth. She doesn't look pleased with John, does she? You forgot the tava beans, she says. You're a bad boy, John. I'm going to send you back to Earth and replace you with Caldwell. I wonder what that means. It sounds better than the naughty step, though. I wonder why John's fast asleep on the floor of the gate room, all covered with tomato sauce. It's really naughty, isn't it, to get tomato sauce all over things? Bad, John. Bad. Let's all thump John really, really hard, because he's bad. Ooh, yes. Well done, Stephen. Kicking him works well, too. And stabbing him with a pencil. Well done, Jamie. What about crumpling the page so his body goes all mangled? Scribble all over... No, not the face, not the face. Reconfigure. Ancient. Lunch, says Rodney. Idiot, Colonel. And that, children, is the end of the story. There's an author's note. Okay, I really had no intention of doing a sequel, since I think that less is more when it comes to comedy, but I did relent enough to write this impromptu not-sequel-sequel in response to someone on LJ who asked very nicely. Have any of you been to the doctor before? You have? You all have? And you were sick all over his floor, Charlotte? How nice. No, Stephen, we don't want to see under the sticky plaster. It was orange with lumps in it, was it, Jamie? No, no. I think we've heard quite enough about your various illnesses. Let's hear some more about Carson. Carson's Scottish. Do you know what that means? What was that, Alice? He doesn't wear any underwear? Why do you say that? Oh, yes. What does a Scotsman wear under his kilt and all that? Well, Alice, I'm fairly sure that Carson does indeed wear underwear. But since this one isn't a Lift the Flap book either, we can't check. No, Carson comes from a place called Scotland. This means that he says things like hoots and och aye and things like that. But I'm not very good at accents, I'm afraid. So I'm afraid he'll just have to sound English, like everyone else in all the stories I read. Carson is having a very busy day. Look at the pictures and see what he's been doing. Here he's putting a plaster on somebody's poorly toe. Here he's tucking a lady up in bed. Here he's giving someone an injection. What, Joshua? You got an injection in the bottom? Let's pause for Snickers, shall we? I don't think Carson does that to grown-up men and ladies in Atlantis. And if he did, we wouldn't see it. Oh, look! In this picture, Carson's doing foul and unnatural genetic experiments on a captured prisoner without its knowledge. But it's okay, children, because it's just a wraith. Foul and unnatural genetic experiments on a captured prisoner without his knowledge is a grown-up expression meaning that he's inviting it to a party. Oh, who's this coming in the door? It's John. Do you remember John? You know, the story I read yesterday. The story you all loved and said again after I'd finished it. Anyone? Yes, Stephen, that's right. John was the one who got covered with blood. I mean, tomato sauce. Well, I think the story must be something of a sequel, because here's Rodney and Ronan and Taylor carrying John in to see Carson. John is... Actually, I told a teeny little lie to you yesterday, just to stop you getting nightmares. It wasn't tomato sauce. Stephen's right. It was blood. John isn't a very well boy. He's a bit poorly, but I'm sure Carson can make him a well boy again. John is hurt, Taylor says. I shot things, says Ronan. Terrible, quiet, working, says Rodney. Bloody hell, says Carson. No, Ellie, that's not swearing. It's not a naughty thing to say. John is bloody, isn't he? And that nice priest who came to visit our preschool last week said the word hell, didn't he? I think it's a completely okay thing to say. And you should all say it at home tonight. Here's Carson taking John away into a special get better room. I wonder what those tubes are. Perhaps we'd better turn over the page quickly. And the next page. And the next. These infirmary scenes do go on rather, don't they? Rodney, Ronan, Taylor, hovering. Looking worried. Carson rubbing his eyes. Tubes in unnatural places. Oh, look! It's the last page. John's all better again. Everyone does look happy, don't they? Well done, Carson. Let's all give Carson a big clap. Yay for Carson. Yay! The end.